day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
Active pressure quickly developed in cattle futures here on Friday, with traders slowly adjusting from sharp Thursday gains. Most of the softness based on end-of-week position taking. Hog futures, meanwhile, were mixed following early gains. Traders have backed away from the complex, allowing profit taking to develop after the sharp rally higher over the last few days. May corn futures were about 3 cents lower. Stock markets higher in light trade. The Dow Jones 11 points higher. Nasdaq's up 38 points. Over in live cattle, aggressive pressure quickly moved throughout the nearby lean hog trade, with triple-digit losses seen in April through October contracts. This is adding even more uncertainty to the complex, although the market is holding support levels seen on Thursday. This may add even more volatility early next week, but the ability to bring additional long-term support to the market could advance most contracts over the next couple of weeks. Cash cattle bids seen today in the north at $203 to $205 per hundredweight. Asking prices remained at $127 to $128 live and $208 and higher dressed. Box beef cutouts today mixed, up $1.38 in select and up a penny per hundredweight in choice, with active movement of 94 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, strong losses were quickly moving into the complex following triple-digit losses seen in live cattle markets. Even with Friday's moderate to firm price pullback, the tone remains firm given the aggressive market reversal earlier in the week. Meanwhile, today, grains were lower, with corn trade 2 to 3 cents lower as trade firmed back from a nickel lower trade after apparent trade progress was backtracked. Soybean trade 8 to 9 cents lower, with the lack of bullish news sinking trade back into the recent range. Meal was 350 to 450 lower and oil narrowly mixed. Finally, in wheat, trade was 2 to 5 cents lower, with Chicago wheat leading the continued choppy trade into Friday. Trade was unable to extend gains yesterday after strong export sales, keeping action confined to the lower end of the range. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.